not. Revelation chapter 5. I'm going to be like Elizabeth Taylor said to her fourth husband, I'll not keep you long. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 9, the Bible says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Let's pray for just a moment. Father, we could say amen and go home tonight and say that we've been in church and we've enjoyed what you have allowed us to enjoy tonight. The good singing, the testifying. And Father, I just want to be obedient to you. Help me, Father, just to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And Father, to say nothing more, nothing less than what needs to be said. I pray that we might just be encouraged once again from your word tonight. So Father, again, as best we know how, we yield ourselves to you. We ask, God, that you take full and complete control. May your will be fully and richly accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach just for a few minutes, and I've got, I don't even have an outline with me tonight. I got four words written in the at the bottom of the margin in my Bible, and I'm going to preach on those four words, amen. Just let God, whatever he gives me, that's what I'm going to preach, amen. But I read this this passage of Scripture, and I love this passage of Scripture. It starts out there in verse 9 that they sang a new song, amen. Saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. But I like verse 13 down there too. It says, And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne. And unto the Lamb forever and ever. I like that verse 13, amen. It says that everything that's in heaven, everything that's on earth, everything that's under the earth, everything that's in the sea, everything is going to say blessing and honor and glory and power. But I got to thinking about this scene. I got to think about it preaching. I thought, man, it's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. Listen, if you don't like it loud, you ain't going to like heaven. Because it's going to be loud. Notice what it says back there in verse number 11. He says, I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. Notice, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands say, Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power unto Him. If you don't like it loud, you ain't going to like Him. I was preaching, I forget where I was at. I was preaching some church somewhere, and after I got done preaching, this little girl came up to me and says, Do you have to yell? I said, Yes, I do. I said, Well, God tells me to. I said, I just got to let it rip. But I remember I was remembering, Buddy was going to try to be here tonight, and I wasn't able to get a hold of him. I hope nothing serious has happened, but I wasn't able to get a hold of him. He wasn't going to be here, but I remember the last time that he and Terry and were here, and we sang together, and I always stood over on this side, and Buddy over there, and Terry in the middle, and we'd sing that song, "Do You Know How It Feels?" And he'd come to Terry singing that last verse by herself, and I'd say, "Let her rip!" I said, "Let her rip, girl!" She was a little thing, but she was a package of dynamite, amen. Let her rip! Hey, let her rip! It's going to be loud! 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels and all that's on the earth and all that's under the earth and all that's in the sea are going to be saying, "Blessing and honor and glory be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." I like it loud. I was preaching in the church down in North Carolina, and the pastor got up, and they got up, and the choir started singing, and they had guitars and banjos and mandolins and fiddles, and they even had those cursed drums, and I don't have a problem with drums myself, but anyway, they had all these things in the church, and they were playing, and we were singing, and he got up, and he says, "I like it loud." He said, "Play it loud. We're going to worship God. He is worthy." Boy, you go to the ball game, you'll yell yourself hoarse. The ball game. Listen, he is worthy to be praised. And listen, like I said again, if you don't like it loud, you ain't going to like heaven. Because it's going to be loud. Man, it's going to be loud. Now, is it going to be loud all the time? I don't know. But I think when I first get there, it's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. I don't think it's only going to be loud, but I think it's going to be lively.
Yes.
I like a lively church. I don't like a dead church. I don't like a dead church. I like a lively church, and I think there's some movement, some motion, some moving around on here. And you know, when back here in verse 11 it says that, you know, the angels round about the throne, they were around the throne and the beast and the elders, and down in verse 12 saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb," and up there in verse 14, "And the four beasts said amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever." That's, I believe it's going to be a lively scene. It's going to be loud and lively. I like a lively church, amen. I like it. I like it when the baby cries in church, because I know the baby's there, amen. I like it when you say, "Preach on, preacher." We get down our home church, and we always sit on the second pew. I like to get close. I can't get it on the front pew. I probably could. But pastor will get to preach, and I'll get to clap and say, "Preach on, preacher." I like it lively. It doesn't bother me. If you want to get up and take a lap, go ahead. It won't bother me a bit. Hey, it'd probably help you. I remember in one of our camp meetings down there in Alabama, there's a lady in our church, Virginia, and she's what, 75, 77, 78 years old, and we were under that old gospel tent and singing and preaching, and some kids got up and they started taking the lap. Next thing I know, there goes Miss Virginia. She made 3 or 4 laps around that place. She sat down, the kids sat down, the kids were going, Miss Virginia, she was just sitting there. I mean, it was of God, man. I like it lively. I don't. If I wanted to preach to the Woods family, you know, I'd go out in the forest and preach to the trees, amen. But I want to preach to people. I want it to be lively, amen. I want you to get involved in the service and make it lively. And when guests come in, visitors come in, and they see that you are loud and you're lively and you enjoy what's going on, and you thank God that you have a man of God that preaches the Word of God. He doesn't compromise on the Word of God. And you're saying, "Amen, preacher, preach on, that's right." And they see that you're lively and you believe what's being preached. They're going to say, "Something's going on here." It's going to be loud. It's going to be lively. If you don't like it lively, you ain't going to like heaven. I like it loud. I like it lively. You probably wouldn't want to ride with me in my car. Turn the radio on. Turn the, not radio, because ain't nothing much to listen to on radio. Turn the CD on or turn the tape on. We were listening to the Barnett Trio. Anybody heard the Barnett Trio yet?
Yeah.
They're good, ain't they, brother? Cole and his wife, I forget her name, and Corey. What's her name?
Nicole.
What's Cole's wife's name?
Nicole.
Nicole. That's why I couldn't remember. Cole and Nicole and Corey. I remember the first time I ever met the Barnetts. And Cole and Corey were sitting on the front pew. And Cole, being the youngest, was sitting there and had a blanket on his lap. And his thumb in his mouth. And Harlan and Vicky got up. Vicky got on the piano. And Harlan got up there and got his guitar. And they sang a song. And then he said, kids, come on. Cole just laid that blanket down and up he went. And man, can he play today and sing? But he was used to being in a lively service.
Yes. Amen.
Boy, listen, I like it loud and I like it lively.
Yes.
But not only that, not only is it going to be loud and lively, I believe it's going to be long.
Yes.
It's going to be long. Verse 14, the four beasts said, amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Now I said I was going to preach short tonight. But it don't bother me if it goes long. Listen, if you don't like long services, you ain't going to like that eternal service in heaven. If you don't like it when the Holy Ghost of God moves in and takes control and it's out of the preacher's hand and it's out of everybody's hands and God just takes over, my friend, listen, you ain't going to like heaven because it's going to be long. I like it when God moves in. Now, if God ain't moving in, then let's just go ahead and move on out. But don't get upset if the Spirit of God... Listen, I believe the Holy Spirit of God scares some of you half to death. Mm-hmm. He really showed up. Listen, I've been in just a few services where the Spirit of God really showed up. Now, we had a touch of that the other night. But listen, I've been in services where the Holy Ghost was so prevalent, you could almost take you a knife and cut you off a slice. I was preaching a revival meeting out in West Virginia, and the King family got up to sing, and God fell. They got up and they sang. There was a family there in the church, and they sang three or four songs. I mean, God moved in on that place. You could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. And my friend, listen, it was just so overwhelming. And they got done singing, and they come down and sat down. And the preacher got up, and he said, Brother Fox, come on, preach. I said, I don't want to do anything. I was afraid I was going to mess it up. I said, I think the kings just need to sing some more. They got and they sang some more. People started hitting the altar. People started boo-hooing and slinging snot all over the place and getting right with God.
Amen.
People started going to each other and hugging each other and getting right with each other. They sang three or four more songs. The preacher said, Brother Fox, I think it's time for you to preach. And I said, I got up there in the pulpit and I stood behind the pulpit. And the Spirit of God says, don't you mess this up, boy. And I looked at the preacher, and he turned it over to me. I looked at the preacher, and I said, it ain't preaching time. I said, kings, come on and sing some more. They sang for about an hour and a half. I never did preach, but boy, there was a lot of preaching going on. It was a long service. We didn't get out of there until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Listen, if you don't like it long down here when the Holy Ghost of God moves in and the Spirit of God begins to work in hearts, listen, we're in such a rush. We live in an instantaneous world. We want it right now. I mean, we got our microwaves and we got our instant coffee. Pfft, throw that stuff out, amen. And listen, we want everything. We drive through the drive-through at McDonald's and we think in our mind when we pull on their lot that they ought to know what we want and they ought to be waiting at the window when we get there, and if it takes them 3 minutes to get our food, we say, what's taking so long? And we bring that attitude into the church. If I see you doing that, I'll just preach another 10 minutes. Listen, I like it loud. I like it lively. I like it long, my friend. Listen, I like it when God moves in. Listen, I came to church. I come to get in, not get out. But we get here on Sunday morning and we look at our watches. Well, now it's 10 o'clock. Let's hurry up and get Sunday school over so we can get to the worship service at 11 o'clock. And so we can get upstairs and we can eat some lunch so we can get back down here at 2 o'clock so I can get out of here and go on home. Brother Keith Davison. Y'all know Brother Keith Davison. Brother Keith and I went to Bible college together, and Brother Keith was going to start the church down in Vincennes. And he called me up and he said, I'd like to meet with you. So we met up in Greenwood at Hardee's, I think it was. And he said, I'm going to start a church down in Vincennes. He said, we're starting in a family's home. He said, but I've got to work every third Sunday, I think it was. He said, would you be willing to drive down there on Saturday night and preach on Sunday and then drive back? I said, yeah. I'd be glad to help out. And so the very first Sunday that I was being, the first Sunday, brother, we went down, Brother Keith, with Brother Keith and his wife and family. And then when it was the first time for me to go down, went down and we stayed with the Millers and we got up on Sunday morning, got ready and got into their living room and started having the church service, and I started preaching. And I wasn't paying any attention to time, and apparently they weren't either. And I finally looked at my watch, and I said, folks, I said, I've been preaching for an hour and 15 minutes. I said, and I still have another point. They said, preach on! They come to get in, not get out. Listen, I like it loud. I like it lively. I like it long. And heaven's going to be loud. It's going to be lively. And it's going to be long. But I think it's going to be lovely, too. Go with me over to Revelation 21. Revelation 21. Let's start there. Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 1. Well, I wish John, you know, he's done the very best that he could to describe what heaven's going to look like. He said, I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Yeah. And I heard a great voice. I just think about it, as a bride adorned for her husband. Mm-hmm. Lovely! And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. My friend, listen, drop with me down to verse number 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. Let me drop down here a little bit. Let me drop down to verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedon, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophus, the 11th jaspin, and the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates. Look at this. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. I'd like to have one of those pearls. And the street, not streets. I love that song, Victory in Jesus, but it's wrong. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them that were saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor the nations into it, and they shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither over whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but that which are they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. My friend, listen, it's going to be loud, it's going to be lively, it's going to be long, but my friend, it's going to be lovely. Hey, the foundations are 12 precious stones. There's 12 gates that are set up. And each one of those gates is a pearl. And it says there's going to be 12 angels at the 12 gates. And my friend, it says there's not going to be any need of any light there or any temple, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. My friend, there's no need of the light, because God and the Lord Jesus Christ are the light of it. It says the gate will never be shut, because it'll never get dark. It's going to be, listen, I've seen some lovely things. I've seen some beautiful things. When we were out in California, we drove back. We stopped and went to the Grand Canyon, to the southern part of the Grand Canyon. Beautiful. Beautiful. Our son tried to get us to go up through Monument Valley and come back that way, but we just didn't have the time. He said, Dad, when Cherry and I drove up through there, he said, we just pulled off on the side of the road. He said, I got out of the car and started to weep because it was so beautiful. My friend, just think what heaven's going to be like. Ain't nothing on earth that compare. It's going to be lovely. Look what it says there in chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the tree was there a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Hey, if you don't like serving God here, you ain't going to like heaven, because you're going to serve in heaven too. Is that not what it said right there? His servants shall serve him. So you might as well just make up your mind you're going to serve him here. And there shall be no night there, and there be no need of candle, neither light out of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets and his angels to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this book. Hey, my friend, listen, it is going to be a lovely place. It's going to be lovely. Lovely. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Brother Tom, Miss Donna took us out to eat this afternoon, late this afternoon, and we got to talking about the things of God. I lost my train of thought there now. It gone. I guess God didn't want me to say it. What were we talking about, brother? We talked about a little bit of this and a little bit of that, didn't we? Oh, I told him I was going to preach on gluttony tonight. I don't know where I was going with that. I had a thought on my mind. I was going to share something that we were talking about, but we were, you know, listen, this place is going to be a lovely place. It's going to be a place beyond our comprehension. My friend, I know why Brother Tom was thinking about the sandwich, because he was thinking about those that tree there back in verse number 2. On either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits. Amen. But hey, listen, it's going to be lovely.
Yes.
It is going to be lovely. I was trying to think of another verse here. Back up there in chapter 21. And notice what it says back there in verse 6. He said, unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life free. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. My friend, listen. I know what I was going to start. What I was going to say, we were talking about all the tears being wiped away. My friend, listen, I think I preached it last night a little bit. All the tears won't be wiped away until after the Bema Seat of Judgment and after the Great White Throne of Judgment. My friend, listen, when we get to heaven and after all that has taken place, I mean, my friend, we're going to have a time. It's going to be loud. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be long. My friend, it's going to be lively. It's going to be a place of blessedness. And listen, why can't we get just a little bit of that on this side of heaven? I like lively church services. I don't like it when you can't get a holy grunt out of anybody. Nobody's done that yet. I guess I forewarned you, huh? Back over there in verse 9 of chapter 5. I was thinking about the service tonight. And all the singing, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And they begin to have a shouting fit. I'm saved! Saved. I'm not going to hell. I got something to shout about. I don't root for any basketball team or any baseball team or any race car driver or any football team. But I'm still a fanatic. I'm still a fan. I'm a fan of Jesus, amen. And I want people to know that I'm going to a place that's going to be loud. It's going to be lively. It's going to be long. And it's going to be lovely. How about you? How about you? Are you going? There's only one other alternative. And listen, it's going to be loud.
Right. Amen, brother. No truth.
There's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's going to be screaming and hollering. Like that rich man over there in Luke 15. I'm tormented in this flame. Send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and let it just drip on my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. It's going to be loud. It's going to be lively. It's going to be long. But it ain't going to be lovely. That's the alternative. I'm glad I'm headed the right direction. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I agree with Brother Goffinet. The things that are going on in this world, they bother me. But I'm not bothered to the place where I can't lay my head on my pillow at night and go to sleep. I don't worry and fret over. I don't chew my fingernails off, because you know why? Because I know that God's still in control. I tell people all the time, I've read the last chapter. I win. I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. Loud, lovely, long, lively. I'm looking forward to it. Won't we stand together? Brother Jimmy, won't you come and find us a good...
song. Can you do that? Or sing us a good song if you got one, brother. Just a good toe-tapping, foot-stomping, shouting, running, hooping, hollering song.